Welcome everybody to our today's online session. And as you can see, today we have Sayadaw here, who will give the Metta Dhamma talk. So please, Sayadaw.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Dine, February 22nd.
Today is Sunday. It's the 12th of February,
2023.
Today, Sayadaw will talk about the 11 benefits that can be gained from the practice of metta meditation for the yogis who are now engaging in the metta meditation practice. So, why should one know the benefits of something that one is engaging in? And this is so because living beings, they usually only engage in some activity when they know what results or benefits can be gained from this activity. If one does not know what benefits or results can be experienced, then people usually do not wholeheartedly engage in a practice. And this is why the Buddha mentioned these 11 benefits that can be gained from the practice of metta meditation, so that one is aware of these benefits one can experience, and so that one can, that one will wholeheartedly engage in this practice. So the following are the 11 benefits. Number one is one falls asleep happily. And number two is one has good dreams. Number three is one wakes up happily and refreshed. The fourth benefit is that one is loved by other human beings. Number five is one is loved, one is dear to the devas. Then the sixth benefit is one is protected by the devas. The seventh benefit, one is free from dangers and adversity. The eighth benefit is one can easily attain concentration. The ninth benefit, one's facial expression is clear and serene. The tenth benefit, one can die peacefully and calmly. Then the 11th benefit is, after death, one will be reborn in the Brahma realm.
Yaku metta bhavana ye she twa jin pwe 25 twae ko ho pya ba me.
And now Sayadaw will talk about the 15 points or practices or conditions for the practice of metta meditation.
Metta bhava me yogi bhagu ha yaku byo me 25 jet do a che let de ko le atat nai so lai na jin thong ma me.
So among these or these 15 points that Sayadaw is going to mention, so when one is engaging in the practice of metta meditation, one should observe or one should follow these 15 points as much as possible.
Adi desene ngaba ga namati metta shin a metta ko ju ju sa da bwa mya athu nain zwin chi ya me.
So these are these 15 points. The first one is to engage in the practice of metta meditation, one should be able to do so. Number two, one has to be straight. Number three is the attitude should be very straight. Number 4 is one should be easy to admonish. Number 5, one should be gentle and refined. Number 6, one should be humble, not proud. And number 7, one should be easily satisfied with what one has. And number 8, one should not be burdened with duties. And one should live a simple life. And number 10, one should be peaceful. Then number 11, one should be calm. Number 12, one should be wise or have understanding. Then one should be friendly, kind, or obedient. Number 14, one should have little attachments. And number 15, one should be free from faults. And now Sayadaw will talk about how to cultivate metta, how to engage in this practice. What the Buddha said in the Metta Sutta, first he mentioned to cultivate metta to two groups. So all living beings are divided into two groups. But then the Buddha also said that living beings can be divided in three groups.
Tattva-a-lung-gu-osu-nasu-kwe-yue-bwani-gu-bwani-ga နံပါတ်1ကြောက်တတ်မကြောက်တတ်တတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေအစသာရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေ
So according to the first approach where living beings are divided into two groups these are the two groups of those beings who are afraid or who are easily frightened and the other group is those who are not afraid who are not frightened and so then one cultivates metta for them may they be well happy and peaceful may they be free from mental suffering may they be free from physical suffering may all aspects of their lives be fulfilled
နံပါတ်1မြင်အပ်မမြင်အပ်တတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေအစတရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေ
And then one can cultivate metta to visible beings or to invisible beings so may the visible or the invisible beings be well happy and peaceful may they be free from mental suffering may they be free from physical suffering may all aspects of their lives be fulfilled
namado we ni 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 drawa ri jamma ja ba si chanda ja ba si ko sin ye kin ja ba si se sin ye kin ja ba si asada ya ya sin pye ja ba si
and then next one can extend metta to all beings that are near and to all beings that are far so may all these beings near or far be well happy and peaceful may they be free from physical suffering may they be free from mental suffering may all aspects of their lives be fulfilled
namale bhava zatso maso mya swa tattwa ri ကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေအစသာရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေ
And then next dividing living beings into those who are born and those who seek existence
Now
wishing them may they be well happy and peacefulMay they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled.
ယခုသတ္တဝါအလုံးကိုသုံးဥစုခွဲပြီးတော့မေတ္တာပွားနည်းကိုပြောပါမယ
်. And now Sayadaw will explain how to cultivate metta when all living beings are divided into three groups.
နံပါတ်1ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ရှိတူအလက်သုံးရခန္ဓာတ ত্ত্ব ဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေသတ္တရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေ
So here the first way is dividing beings into tall beings then small beings and middle length beings May these beings be well, happy and peaceful. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled.
Namande ka kanago aji nge alat tattwa di jamma ja ba si chanda ja ba si ku sin ye kin ja ba si sit sin ye kin ja ba si sat sa ya ya asin pye ja ba si
And then dividing living beings into beings with big bodies or with middle-sized bodies or having small bodies. May these beings be well, happy and peaceful. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled.
Number two.ကနကုစုကြုံအလက်သုံးရခန္ဓာတတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေအစသာရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေ
For then dividing living beings into those who are fat those who are middle and those who are slim or thin. May these beings be well, happy and peaceful. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled.
Now, Jara, I will be able to get the money. I will be able to get the money. I will be able to get the money.
And after that, one cultivates metta for all living beings without dividing them into any groups, without making any distinctions, but cultivating metta equally for all living beings. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled. And now Sayadaw will continue to talk about the nature of metta. So the nature of metta is like the love of a mother for her child. And the Buddha mentioned this in the Metta Sutta. A mother loves her sons and daughters very dearly. A mother wants that her children get enough food. She wishes that her children have suitable clothes to wear. And she wishes that they have a suitable place to live, to stay. She wishes that all aspects of their lives are fulfilled and complete. She wishes that they be free from danger and adversity. And likewise, metta wishes that all living beings, that all their aspects in their lives are fulfilled. It's the wish that all beings have suitable food. Or it's the wish that all beings have suitable clothes. It's the wish that all beings have a suitable place to live. The wish that everything in their lives is complete. And also the wish that living beings be free from danger and adversity. So this is the nature of metta. So what we call metta bhavana or metta meditation is the cultivation of this benevolent wish, this benevolent attitude towards all the living beings, and cultivating it repeatedly in our heart and
mind.
And so cultivating this benevolent attitude in our heart and mind, we can do that while standing. So whenever we are standing somewhere for whatever reason, then we can cultivate metta for all beings. wishing may all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful.
သွားတဲ့အခါမှာလည်းဘယ်ကိုပဲသွားသွားပေါ့သွားနေတော့မှလည်းအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေနဲ့မေတ္တာပွားရင်းနဲ့သွားရမယ်တဲ့
Or else when we are going somewhere wherever we are going then we also can cultivate metta wishing may all beings be well happy and peacefulMay all beings be well, happy, and peaceful.
Thai ni yin le, mi di ni yama be, mi di jang jang me, thai ni. Thai ni yin le, metta bwa bi thai ni yama.
Or else, when we are sitting, for whatever reason we are sitting and wherever we are sitting, we can engage in cultivating metta.
Acha, tu luk mi shi wu su yin,မေတ္တာပွားပြီးထိုင်နေအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်ဆင်းရဲကင်းကြပါစေအစသာရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေလို့မေတ္တာပွားရင်းနဲ့ထိုင်ထိုင်ရင်းနဲ့မေတ္တာပွားနေရ
So when we do not have to engage in another kind of work when we are sitting so then having nothing else to do we can cultivate metta wishing may all beingsBe well, happy and peaceful. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled.
Lelyaoni dagamala aim byo de bu so lo chin metta bwa ni ya me alung tatwa ri jam ma ja ba si chan na ja ba si alung tatwa ri jam ma ja ba si chan na ja ba si lu bwa ni ya
And also when we are lying down Like in the evening, before we fall asleep, while lying, we can cultivate metta. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful.
Hello, bien. No need to be a galabalo. Metta diagu, bwamya piyabame.
So in this way, we can cultivate metta during all the waking hours.
အဲဒီလိုပြောတဲ့အခါမှာလေတတဝါမြည်သည့်တတဝါမြည်သည့်အရသတိဖြင့်အပိုင်းအခြားမရှိတတဝါအားလုံးကိုပွားနိုင်အောင်ကြိုးစားရမယ
် So in this way we can try to cultivate metta for all living beings so not making any distinctions or not doing specific metta butjust metta for all living beings.
And you know, no need to make a lot of money, metta, bwabi, nevi, so yin, kuna metta ya jodeya sarabha hale, didi dada, kansa dwishi la ma pshibare.
So, if one is able to cultivate metta during all one waking hours, then one will be able to experience these 11 benefits.That Sayadaw has mentioned at the beginning of this talk.
Now, metta zan ya la le me.
And one also can attain the metta jhana, the absorptions based on metta.
Metta zan ya la bi so lo chin sait tae ma nalon da ma ji nu mu re wan da mu re chan da mu re nyi ei mu re ya in gaw gaw phit la da be.
So when one has reached a metta jhana, then the mind is very tranquil, calm, clear, peaceful, and happy.
And in our yogi bhagwa, to metta zangu chi can be celebi vipadana deya vayame.
And then that metta meditator, this person then continues to practice vipassana meditation based on the practice of metta meditation.
Hello, vipassana set bi bwa de ka di metta zan go le shu mat bwa mya nai ma le.
So then when one switches to practice vipassana meditation, one can take the state of the jhana like the the mental states prevailing at the jhana, one can take these states as the object for one's metta, for one's vipassana meditation. Or else, when one switches to vipassana meditation, one could also be mindful of any other objects that arise in body and mind. And so if one practices vipassana meditation, then one can at one stage attain the first stage of liberation, sotapanna, stream enterer, and then continuing one can attain the second stage of liberation, sakadagami, one's returner, then going on the third stage of liberation, anagami, non-returner, and finally one can realize the fourth stage of liberation, becoming an arahant, fully liberated person. So this is what the Buddha mentioned in the Metta Sutta. The other day, when Sayadaw mentioned the story of the Metta Sutta, how it came into existence, he mentioned this group of 500 monks who first practiced Metta meditation and then based on that practiced Vipassana meditation, and that all of them finally became arahants, fully liberated. So may all of you try your best in cultivating metta, and when reaching the metta jhanas, after that switching to the vipassana meditation, and by practicing vipassana meditation, may you attain the four stages of liberation, sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, and arahant, full liberation. So Sayadaw concludes this talk with the wish, may all of you be able to practice metta meditation, and then based on this practice vipassana meditation, and by practicing vipassana meditation becoming sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, arahant. So may all of you become fully liberated. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Good deal, no? Don't do it, no? I am told that.
So now we can continue, and we are going now into our silent metta meditation. But before we do that, a few words, because today we are changing the category, going from the category of the dear person or the close friend to the next category, which is the category of a person we neither love nor hate. So this is the kind of person to whom we do not feel really attracted. We feel not close, we are not attached to the person, but also a person we do not hate. We do not have, you know, bad feelings about this person. We also could say it's a stranger, a person we do not know. Sometimes it's also described as the neutral person. But it's kind of difficult to have, you know, completely neutral feeling against another person. So for this category, for some people, they find it very easy to take a stranger, a person they don't know, a person for whom they feel neither attraction nor rejection. So they find it very easy to cultivate metta because there is no story around this person. They do not know about the person's life, what they do in their lives. And so, for some people, it makes it very easy to cultivate metta for such a person. But for other people, exactly the fact that one does not really know much about this person's life makes it harder to cultivate metta. Somehow, you know, to connect to this person is more difficult. Because, one does not know much about this person. So, when we are going to do this practice, see how it will be for you. And, you know, it can be a bit bumpy or not. And as you have heard from others, you know, in the common sharing here or in the smaller groups, it's quite natural that the practice is bumpy at times or not linear. You know, it's not just getting better, 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 better. We will begin the practice with an easy person, meaning a person for whom it is relatively easy to cultivate metta, for whom you can easily connect, and that these wishes of good health and happiness and peace, safety, protection, and so on, you know, that this comes easily. And we do that for about 5 minutes, and after that we switch to this person we neither love nor hate, or a stranger. And so to begin with, it can be either yourself, it can be one of the benefactors, or it can be one of the dear friends, close persons. And then I will ring the bell, and then we'll have some moments to choose this neutral person or this stranger. So then settle down on your seat or in your place, where you will be now meditating. Take a few moments to settle into the body, to feel the body, the posture, but also the sensations that you can notice. And then decide with which person you want to begin the cultivation of metta. A person for whom it's easy to cultivate the metta wishes. Bring this person up in your heart, in your mind. And then pick your metta phrase. And gently and silently start to repeat these metta wishes. Being fully present with the words, with the meaning of the words. It's a gentle practice. We don't have to force anything. We gently do the practice and let it grow naturally. And now we take a few moments to choose a person we neither love nor hate, or a person who is a stranger to us. And this could also be somebody here participating on this online retreat. Maybe a person you don't know, you only see the person on the screen. Maybe not the person in your small interview group, but you see this person every day. So that could be your person to continue the metta practice, or it could be a person you meet when you go to work, maybe in the bus or in the train. You see that person also every day. Or it could be the person at the checkout counter where you do your shopping, or maybe the person delivering the mail. So choose such a person and bring this person up in your heart, in your mind. Maybe it's a mental image that pops up, or maybe just a felt sense. Or maybe the situation, sitting in the bus or in the train, is in front of your mental eye. And then we can make the bridge from the person we have chosen first. Let's say if it was the benefactor, saying, in the same way, I wish my benefactor to be well, happy, and peaceful. May this stranger be well, happy, and peaceful. And then continue to cultivate the metta for this stranger, for this person you don't know very well. You could say, may the postman be well, happy, and peaceful. Or maybe, may the woman sitting next to me in the train be well, happy, and peaceful. So in this way, continue to cultivate the metta for this person which is neither loved nor hated. So for the practice, for the next 24 hours or so, in the formal sessions, the sitting and the walking, cultivate metta for the person. For a person, you neither love nor hate, or for a stranger, a person you don't know very well, or, you know, what we also call for a neutral person. And if for you that is more difficult or a challenge, and, you know, the metta is, you know, this kindness, the connection does not really arise, is not present, you know, after wholeheartedly trying, not giving up, but if the mind becomes agitated and you get disappointed or frustrated, so rather than falling into this negativity, you may switch back to an easy person. You know, so far you have practiced for a number of people, so whatever person is easy for you to cultivate metta, go back to that person, cultivate the metta, you know, until it's there, until it's flowing, present, and then take the momentum of that metta and go back to the stranger and see how it goes. So this is for the formal practice. For the informal practice in your day-to-day activities, you know, this category of the stranger, the neutral person, it's very applicable in day-to-day life because we meet so many people we don't know, or we see them, we hear them. Strangers, you know, when we walk down the road. So may this person be happy and well. May that person be happy and well. May the person sitting next to us in the bus be happy and well. Or may the driver in the bus be happy and well. Or the drivers in the other cars on the road. Or all the people in the shop where you do the shopping. So plenty of opportunity to cultivate metta for people we don't know very much, very well. Of course, it can also be the more open practice of cultivating metta for whatever person or being you happen to see or to hear or who pops up in your mind. Kind of the freestyle metta, you know, for the dog that you hear barking, for the birds that you hear singing, for your aunt that pops up in the mind, and so on. So in this way, I wish you an interesting metta practice. And now I hand over to Aya Viranyani, who will answer your questions and then do the chantings.
Thank you, Aria. So, does anybody have any questions?
Yes, I do have one.
Yes, please, Matt.
What Sayadaw said, and apologies if this was clear. Obviously, this retreat we're doing purely metta, but I'm curious sort of beyond that, talking about using metta as a preparation for vipassana. Mm-hmm. Is the idea that one does metta for months or years purely to prepare for eventually doing vipassana, or is the idea that even within one sitting or one day, one does half an hour, 2 hours, whatever, of metta, and then moves on to vipassana within the same, you know, within the same process?
Yeah, thank you, Matt. A very good question. There are a number of ways to hold that. The first, in a very general way, is to bring in the attitude of metta that we generate when we cultivate it, bring that attitude into the Vipassana meditation. And that doesn't take much time at all. That takes a bit of metta practice that you've been doing, and the constant inclination to that is a habit. In a more specific and the word is blanking in my mind, but in a more specific way though, you can cultivate metta for 5 minutes in the beginning of each Vipassana sitting to establish that attitude. That's one thing that can be done in a very general way that's very, very helpful. And this you can do in your daily sittings very easily. If you're engaging in a period of practice, particularly an extended period of practice, so say you want to practice Vipassana in an intensive way in a retreat for a month, for example, you can start with a couple of days of metta and then 5 minutes in the beginning of each sitting. This is extremely helpful in both generating concentration and generating a metta attitude. So that's how it can be held in a very general way. But if you want to develop metta systematically as a foundation for intensive Vipassana, what Sayadaw is saying about cultivating metta until you attain jhana is what is recommended. So you develop the metta until the concentration is extremely strong, until you've attained jhana, then to consciously withdraw from the metta practice and pick up the Vipassana practice, taking that concentration as the first object of your Vipassana. Now, some people attain jhana quickly, some take for a very long time. So it's very individual in terms of how long that would take. Yeah. But it's also a very long, I could talk about this for an hour. It's really very, very useful and very important.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, Ulrika.
Okay. For the neutral person, so for me, there are some neutral persons for whom I feel some sympathy. I don't know anything about them, not even their names, but they have a very friendly attitude and they are smiling and they are speaking friendly words when I'm in contact with them. So I feel some sympathy. I'm wondering whether I can take these persons as a neutral person, or is it better to take a neutral person for whom I don't have such a sympathy? Yeah. Is this sympathy already an attraction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ulrika, thank you for that question. This is where language gets in the way. Because, as Ariya has said, the name given this category in the Visuddhimagga is the neither loved nor hated person. So you don't go to extremes with this person. It does not mean they are neutral. As Ariya said, pure neutrality is very difficult. So that actually sounds like a good place to start. There's natural sympathy, but they're a stranger. So to think of this person as a stranger is more beneficial than to try to find a neutral person. I think I actually wish we didn't use that label because it's misleading. So not to worry. I think that's a very good place to start.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, please. Shlomo.
Hi. I want to go back and follow up on Matt's question in Sayado about the jhanas and ask about the metta jhana, because I know piti and sukha and how like the first jhana is supposed to be with no hindrances and really quiet mind. So can you say something about the metta jhana, because it's the first time for me to hear about it, and I would love to hear more.
That's a really long big question. What I will say, though, is the metta jhanas don't differ from other jhanas significantly in terms of how they manifest, except with metta, it's not possible to attain the fourth jhana if you're taking the fourfold reckoning of jhanas. So you can attain the first three, but because you're also cultivating the metta, it's not possible to attain that last jhana. But of course, that's already extremely deep concentration. The jhanic factors that come and then go, that drop, arise and then drop away one by one, are the same.
Okay. Thank you. You've answered it for me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah. I would like to ask a question.
Please, Juana.
Hello. It arose yesterday after the question about, is it okay to say, may I be happy? And to use your own name instead. And after that question yesterday, I'm starting to doubt about, can I make it so personal? Eh? May I be happy? Or do I have to say, may Svanette be happy?
I use I, but I don't use you. So whatever works for you in this case. It is interesting, though, to use your own name, because there is already some distance there. Play with it and see what happens, I would say.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Noam, please.
Hi. Yesterday, also, when you talked about the you and the using person's name, and now you said distant, and yesterday you said that it's less intimate to say, if I don't say to someone you, then it's less intimate. So I think I'm having questions around the intimacy that metta needs to feel. Like, I know metta and attached love should not feel the same, but sometimes I guess they're very close, and maybe it could also be useful to get into a metta state. And now I feel maybe I'm trying to be more distant to the person, and maybe that's not as useful to get into a metta state, like trying already to be in a boundless state instead of going through maybe a bounded state. Maybe the question is a bit confused, but I feel like I'm trying to avoid love, regular love, so much that it could be not as beneficial.
Right. We can't avoid purification. So, I would say just keep it simple. And there's no need to really figure it out or overthink it. The the use of you, my experience of that is not intimacy, but stickiness. So to have an intimacy that is also not attached is metta. Intimacy with attachment is something altogether different. With metta, we really find an intimacy with each other. But it's very clear. And it's very quiet. So that use of you fosters a mind state that goes in that direction. And it makes it easier to not fall into attachment. But if attachment is something that in your mind is a habit, if it's been conditioned strongly, it will arise. So there's nothing you can do to avoid it. But you just want to make it easy for yourself. Yeah. And not to worry. If it comes up, it comes up. So the metta chanting. Let's begin with the Burmese. We'll do the top of the page once, the bottom of the page three times. Alon tatavadwe chanma jabaze chanda jabaze gosie kinjabaze sesie kinjabaze asasa ayaya asempie jabaze amya 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 Yudo mucha pakonlo sadu, sadu, sadu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo sadu, sadu, sadu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo mucha pakonlo sadu, sadu, sadu. And I want to continue the theme of sharing, 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 by chanting the English sharing of blessings. I really love this chant. It brings to mind all the goodness. And then we share it. And it also emphasizes that we don't do this practice for ourselves. We do this for the benefit and the welfare of beings everywhere. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces Celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless through the goodness that arises from my practice. And through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled. Thank you, everybody, for your light and for your cultivation of light. So we'll see some of you soon in 10 minutes. We thank you for your promptness. I'll see group F. Aria will see group C. And may we all have the protection of metta, the protection of the Dhamma. And really abiding in light and cultivating it. May you have a fruitful day of practice and a lovely rest of your Sunday. Thank you, everybody. See you either soon or tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.